And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I am fine. I am fine. So, you're stuck in traffic right now?
I'm stuck in traffic on the other side. I'm still on the way to Detroit, on the other side of the border.
Okay.
Taking my daughter, dropping her off at the bus. But, on Bluetooth and everything, so we're no problem.
Very good. So Parshat HaShavua, Parshat Pinchas.
Yeah, Parshat Pinchas, you know, it's a wonderful, beautiful Parsha with a lot of different lessons that we can learn. And we see that, you know, when they were splitting up the portions of the land, who was going to be getting which portion, where, how big, how small, which tribe, so on and so forth, it was all done with a lottery. Was put into a big hat, and it was drawn out to two different lotteries. And the Kohen Gadol was out there watching the lottery, and there's even commentary that explain that actually when the lottery was picked, the lottery piece of paper that was there spoke out saying that this tribe is getting this piece of land at this certain part.
I wish it could be so easy now too. With Israelis and Palestinians.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But so we see that they were each given a lot in their mission and their life from now on. You know, where they had big trees, and then this one had more water, and this one had more forest, whatever it may be. They each developed whatever they were given.
Yeah.
And it's very, very similar to the idea of our neshama, our soul, when it is brought down here, up there, it is all done, you know, with the lottery. God says, well, this person is going to be going, this neshama, I'm sorry, the soul is going to be going to this person, because this person's body or ability, or whatever it may be, would be able to do the correct work and to help the neshama, the soul, fulfill what it's supposed to be, what it's supposed to do. And, you know, we get a lot of times in our minds, you know, we want to start a project. We want to start a certain thing that might be better in our Jewish life, in our spiritual life. And we always have the question is, how can we achieve our dream to be able to fulfill that mission and to be able to come out on top and do what we're supposed to do? And, you know, it's very interesting that the way that you could really fulfill that mission is really in two ways. It's number one, anytime someone starts a project or a journey in life, there's always going to be those negative people or those negative thoughts in a person's head saying, well, why now? Why do it? What's the point? You know, try tomorrow, next year.
Maybe
you don't have to do it.
Those that don't like changes are afraid of changes.
Exactly. And the way that you're going to achieve your goal and to achieve your dream is you need to crush those negative thoughts. You need to crush the negative aspects that are stopping you from doing it. And number two, believe in yourself that you're going to be able to fulfill that dream. And if you know that you're going to be able to do that, you will have no problem in achieving that and doing what you're supposed to do. And that, you know, the fact that everyone is given that specific lot in life, we have to be able to use it and do it to the fullest extent and not worry about what other people say. And, you know, I think this is what we're seeing right now in our holy land of Israel, is that I think we need to not worry about what the world decides and what the world is saying. We need to do and fulfill our dream of having a secure, safe Israel land for the Jews, which is the land that was given to the Jews, in a way that we need to know that we need to secure our people of Israel, and whatever it is, that's what's going to be done. We're not going to listen to the negative thoughts and to the negative aspect of what people say, well, you know, this and that, and how can we go in, and, you know, we have to be, it has to all be with restraint, and you have to do it in a way that, you know, it's measurable and proportionate. as they say here, there's Bava Meisters.
Yeah.
We need to be able to do what we've always done.
And to protect the citizens.
Absolutely. You know, you hear everyone saying, how can a country that has practiced restraint for many months, for many years, you know, rockets coming over, they haven't done anything, rockets coming over, they're restraining, maybe they'll stop.
Yeah,
but after a while,
I'm sorry, in the south, I say, just mentioning, in the south, Sderot, that is getting those rockets,
sure.
2 weeks after 2005, when we give back the...
Exactly, United. Exactly. So you know, the notion of everyone saying, you know, you need to go back to the pre-1967 borders, then you're going to have the exact same thing that you have in Gaza, you'll have all over Israel. Where is Israel going to be? It's going to be impossible. It'll be surrounded by... Because the living proof is that we pulled everyone out of Gaza. We pulled out all the settlements. We pulled out all the people. We pulled everything. There was nothing left of Israel in Gaza. And this is what we got. So, you have to really look and say, is the army needs to do their thing and do what they, and I support, you know, Bibi Netanyahu. I hope he does make the right decisions, and we pray that he makes the right decisions in once and for all dismantling and taking care of the terrorist organization as Hamas. But I think we have the opportunity to be able to do our spiritual part in helping our brothers and sisters in Israel in the IDF, which whether it be saying a psalm for them, whether it be saying the special Israeli Mishabera prayer for the soldiers in Israel,
yeah.
Whether it be, you know, lighting candles, the woman Friday night lighting candles, having Israeli soldiers in mind that they should be successful, whether it be men putting on tefillin, you know, bearing, we have the right to bear arms and put on tefillin on our hands and for the well-being of Israel. So I think being outside of Israel gives us the ability that, yes, unfortunately, we can't be there and be part of the IDF and go in and do what we're supposed to do. But I think at least we can do our part from here, which is praying to God and asking God to make sure and keep that our IDF soldiers are safe, and that the Prime Minister and the Cabinet make the right decisions for the Jewish people. And this, regarding what the negative thoughts and negative speeches coming out from the other parts of the world, and do what is the right thing. And that's what I think we, as Jewish people outside of Israel, can do.
Okay, and Shabbat services in Shaarei Shamayim.
Shabbat services are 7:30 Friday evening, and Saturday Shabbat morning are 9:30, and we have morning service Sunday morning at 8:15, followed by breakfast, which is at the Shaar HaShemayim, and then Monday and Thursday we have the community minyan, which is at the JCC Parents House at 7:15. We're done by 8, so you could go straight to work. So we have minyans all the time.
Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too, and hopefully we'll hear a peaceful week, and we should only speak of good things.
God willing.
Be well, and have a wonderful week, and Shabbat Shalom.
You too, thank you.
Bye-bye.